So if I'm totally there with God, I should be able to kneel in front of one of those little children in a wheelchair with arms or legs missing and ask the Father in Jesus' name to restore this child and put new arms and legs on him and watch God do it. I listen to the CDs. I got a stack of CDs in my pickup, and I listen to God's Word, you know, all the time. I mean, I may listen to 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 1st, 2nd Corinthians or 1st, 2nd Peter or whatever. I may listen to those two over and over and over for a whole week. You know, everywhere I get in my truck, I take off and I try to concentrate. So when I get in my truck, I try to stop thinking about what I'm doing in the world and meditating on what's coming out of that speaker. Any way we can put it into us that it's audible. You know, whether you're hearing it, you're reading it out loud, or whether you're listening to it on tape or whatever, as the Word is going in you and it's changing you. I realize when we drive down the road, it's easy to get distracted. I mean, I know y'all's ever done this before. How many of you listen to the Word as you drive down the road? Have you ever listened to a CD or DVD? Any of y'all do that? You know, so, but have you ever been like me? I'm put in and 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And I'm listening, and 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and I'm listening, and it goes in chapter 2. And then I'm going down there for a little while, and then all of a sudden I hear chapter 5. I thought, what happened to 3 and 4? Any of y'all ever done that? So what happened? I got back in the flesh and thinking about what I'm going to do in the flesh, and I'm not in the Spirit because He ain't getting through to me. The Word's coming out of my speakers, but it ain't going in here. I mean, it's like I got my ears plugged up. You know, it's just I'm not hearing nothing. And that's easy to do, isn't it? I have to concentrate to hear God's Word. You know, I mean, I really have to concentrate, but it's worth the cost. Now then, verse 8 and 9. The more you grow like this, the more you will become productive and useful in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If I get to that point, if we have that kind of faith, then we may be walking down and there may be 10 children there that are mentally retarded or whatever, and God will say, that little white one or that little black one or that little brown one right there, that's the one I want you to go and touch. That's the one I'm going to heal. Because He knows everything. But if I'm not there, then ain't none of them going to get healed. And if I haven't built my faith to that point, ain't none of them going to get healed. But if I'm there, and my goal with the Lord is to get there, I want to spend enough time with Him. I want to walk in that perfect love with Him till one day He can say, okay, son, your desire, and this would be awesome. You walk into Children's Hospital in Dallas and tell them, you come in the name of Jesus. And I say, you know, folks, I came in the name of Jesus, and Jesus told me to walk through this hospital and touch these babies in His name. And you walk by and say, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And they all jump out of them wheelchairs and start running off. Wouldn't that be awesome? Wouldn't that be awesome? I didn't do that exactly at Cook's Medical Center 10 years ago, but I did get to see 9 children live that was going to die. You know, that's the closest thing I've ever come to it, is to see 9 children that had been given the death certificate, death sentence by the doctors. And as I got the parents to repent of sins and prayed for them children, I got to see 9 of them walk out of that place well. Now then, if I can do that, why can't I do it all the time? The more you grow like this, the more you will become productive and useful in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do I want to be more productive for the kingdom of God? Yes. Yeah. Do we all want to be more productive? Yes, and this is one of the reasons we're going through this 40-day fast and praying. We want God to move in this little church and do something fantastic here. We want to see by the time we get through this 40-day fast, we want some of y'all to get a hold of how easy fasting and praying really is, and that you will do extended fast and praying for yourself and for your family and for the church and for all of us, so that this entire little church can become more on fire for Jesus. Because if we don't pray and fast, nothing's going to happen. God answers prayer when we pray and fast. You know, just like He told His disciples. He said, Lord, why could we not heal this boy? He said, because you have so little faith. He said, now this kind only gets healed by prayer and fasting. Some people in church are like I was. You know, I went through most of my life, my adult life, and I never heard a message in church about fasting. Never. So I didn't know I was supposed to fast. Oh, I would read in there, Paul said, and I fasted often. You know, I was reading it just like a novel. You know, Paul fasted often. I didn't have a clue that meant for me. But he says then, you will become more productive and useful in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But those who fail, now listen to this. but those who fail to develop these virtues. And that's too many people in the church today. Far too many people fail to develop these virtues, and they are blind, or at least they're very short-sighted. They have already forgotten that God has cleansed them from their old life of sin. How many young people do you know today? Or how many old people do you know today? I won't limit it to young, because I've seen 30, 20, and 30, and 40-year-old men and women do the same dumb thing. They've been in church almost all of their life, and as they're in church all of their life, then later on in life, they get kind of away from God. You know, they get doing things they're not supposed to be doing, and then they get on drugs and alcohol. Have you seen people do that? If they get hooked up on drugs and alcohol, I mean, I can't fathom a human being taking a drug. I don't even take prescription drugs. I see what they do. You know, when I see taking something for blood pressure, it's going to ruin my kidneys or my liver. I ain't putting that in my body. In other words, if I can't trust God to get healed, I'm just going to die and go on to be with Jesus. I'm going to be like Ed Dotson's mother. And he said, my mother, when she was 65 years old, she was a great godly woman. But she had a problem with her heart. And when they took her to the hospital and they checked her, told her she was going to have either a 4 or 5 bypass surgery. And she said, no, I ain't going there. I ain't going to do that. I ain't going through that pain. She said, if that's what I got to have to live, she said, then Lord, I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to come home. She said, Lord, just take me home. I do not want to live on this earth no more. And Ed said, in 2 hours, his mother died. But she told the Lord, Lord, I ain't going to do that surgery. I'm trusting you. You know, I ain't going to go through all that nonsense. I ain't going to go through all that pain and suffering and all. I'm just going to come home. I'm just going to trust you. And Lord, I'm ready to come home. Just bring me home, Lord. I'm ready. Bring me home. And Ed said, I couldn't believe she was saying it. But said, in 2 hours, my mama was gone. These awesome promises. He said, your mother was a godly woman, wasn't she? He said, I guarantee she was a godly woman. She knew the Lord. If you want to die, all you got to do is ask him. But if we want to live a little longer, as long as we use that time to be productive for the kingdom of God, he'll give it to us, won't he? That's what he wants. He wants us to be productive. He says, but those who fail to develop these virtues are blind, or at least very short-sighted. They have already forgotten that God has cleansed them from their old life of sin. And I think about the men and women, especially the young men and women that come into a church and get saved and then never learn these principles. And first thing you know, they're out of church, they're not going to church, they're out doing things they ain't supposed to, they're on drugs or alcohol or sleeping around where they ain't supposed to and all this stuff. And I ask you, are you a Christian? Oh yeah, I'm a Christian. I got saved when I was 12. But you're 18 now and you're not walking with God. Oh, that's okay. You know, I mean, it's okay. God understands. No, he don't understand. Dave has said this many times to me, and of course, you know, he learned this from the Word of God. He said, I have learned now that if you say you're a Christian and you're not walking in obedience to God's Word, you're breaking his rules. God don't have a problem breaking your arm or breaking your back or breaking your neck to put you where you can't sin no more. Because he knows if you continue to live where you are, you're going to die and go to hell. And does God want any of his children to die and go to hell? No, he does not. And will he put you in a car wreck and break your back to lay you on your back so you can't do drugs no more?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he will.
Oh, yeah.
He will put you down because he knows if he doesn't do something that's going to stop you from living like you're living, and eventually he's working on you, he's calling you, he's doing everything, and if you continue to fail to acknowledge him as God, he will either break your back, he'll put you in a car wreck, he'll put cancer on you, he'll put something on you to bring you down where you can't go out there and sin anymore. When he gets through with you, you ain't going to be able to do drugs no more. You might not be able to pick up a drug. Does God love you that much? He does. See, we don't see it like that, do we, Lou? I mean, the average person, we don't even think, God afflicting me and he breaking my back, God would never do that. If the direction you're going and you're his child and he cannot get your attention and you're not going to change and you're going to head down that road, he knows exactly where that step is that's going to fall off into the lake of fire. And before you get there, if you're his child, he's going to do whatever he does to put you on your face or put you in a hospital or put you, lock you up, do something. He's going to put you in jail or something. And I've seen God do that before. I've prayed for young men that was rebellious and turned their back on God. And I say, okay, Lord, you know that boy's driving out there without a driver's license? He's illegal, and you know it. So I said, Lord, let the next police officer that comes to stop him and put him in jail. And I've seen that happen. I've had them call me the next day. I got stopped up the road. I hadn't left a mile from where you were. And I got picked up. I wasn't doing anything wrong, but a police officer pulled me over. When he found I didn't have a driver's license, they took me to jail. I prayed that. God changed that boy. Whatever it takes, make him a man of God. You know, love, real love, sometimes tough. You know that? Tough love. But you have to do that. So, dear brothers and sisters, work real lightly and real easy to prove that you really are strong. Oh, it's not what he said? What did he say? Work what? Oh, surely God wouldn't want us to work hard. I mean, I've had people come up and say, what do I need to do to get healed? I said, well, it's really difficult. Don't tell me that. I don't want to. If it's hard, I can't do it. What's God tell us to do, Lou? Did he say work hard? Get to work. That's right. So, dear brothers and sisters, work hard to prove that you really are among those God has called and chosen. Doing this, you will never stumble or fall away. I don't know about you, but I don't want to stumble. I don't want to fall. And I tell you what, you have no idea how that blessed me when these two men told me that God moved on their heart on their days of fasting to pray for me in the airplane. Especially after I had all those troubles Friday afternoon. But now I know why everything worked out perfect. Wow. Thank you, Lord. You're such an awesome God. I love you, Lord. I mean, I don't love you more now than I did before, but I really do. I love you, Lord. And God will open wide the gates of heaven for you to enter into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, if we do all this, how do you want to see him one day? You want to see that gate opened up there and he's standing there with both arms open? Is that the way you want to see him? That's the way I want to see him too. Do you want to hear him like he said for Howard Pittman? Howard, you can come in, but I ain't happy with you. Oh my, can you imagine God saying that to you? You know, most people think if I just become a Christian, he's going to be so glad for me to come home. He's just going to have his arms straight. Well, we found out different, didn't we?
You've been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled A Life of Moral Excellence, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.